G7 pushes Trusted Partners AI Access Scheme. Macron's network idea hands European regulators a lever to demand local data residency from any model provider seeking trusted status. That requirement lands hardest on U.S. frontier labs already navigating export controls. Expect Anthropic to face a choice between building segregated inference clusters for allies or watching its European revenue share erode by mid-2025. The real pressure falls on smaller developers who lack the capital to duplicate infrastructure across jurisdictions. U.S. Commerce warns Anthropic on foreign access. Penalties language signals that even approved foreign researchers will now route requests through monitored proxies. Anthropic must embed nationality checks into its access protocols or face enforcement actions that could halt model updates for entire teams. Smaller labs relying on those shared instances will scramble to secure domestic alternatives within the next quarter or risk stalled research. This raises the floor for who qualifies as a trusted user across the industry. DOJ backs xAI in NAACP data center suit. The national security framing overrides local environmental challenges that have stalled similar projects elsewhere. xAI gains runway to expand its turbine fleet without further delays from clean air litigation. That acceleration puts direct pressure on OpenAI and Google to lock in comparable power sources before their own data center timelines slip. Watch power purchase agreement prices climb as demand concentrates in fewer viable locations. Visa OpenAI Agentic Commerce Partnership. User-set guardrails turn every agent transaction into a revocable authorization rather than a blanket approval. Visa's tokenization layer now sits between the model and the merchant, capturing fees on volume that previously bypassed payment networks entirely. This setup forces competing card issuers to embed equivalent controls inside their own agent SDKs within 18 months or lose share of automated spend. The margin impact appears first in high-frequency micro-purchases. AI agents eyed for 15 Tendon built BB commerce by 2028. Zero-click procurement sounds efficient until agents start demanding volume discounts that human buyers never secured. By early 2027, mid-market ERP vendors lose direct access as agents default to the lowest bidder across open marketplaces. Contract terms shift fast. Payment windows compress from 60 days to 15, while agents optimize cash flow automatically. Procurement teams lose leverage they didn't realize existed. This forces legacy platforms like SAP to embed agent hooks or watch transaction volumes evaporate. OpenAI 2025 losses hit $38.5 billion. Those losses accelerate the moment inference demand outpaces any single data center build. Expect enterprise contracts to include compute surcharges by Q2 next year, once the burn forces pass-through pricing on every token. Smaller labs gain breathing room because they avoid the same scale commitments that drive this kind of deficit. Rivals pick up the volume OpenAI can no longer subsidize. The trajectory points to OpenAI ceding low-margin API business to focus on high-touch deals where margins still hold. Microsoft routes GitHub to AWS amid AI surge. AI coding loads expose the limits of single cloud bets faster than any outage forecast predicted. Microsoft now juggles latency across providers while migrating core infrastructure, which raises the cost floor for every Copilot query by at least 15%. GitHub customers face a choice: accept variable performance or rebuild pipelines on AWS native stacks. Watch the margin pressure hit first on the high-volume code completion endpoints that power daily developer workflows across large engineering teams. ChatGPT share falls below 50% as rivals rise. Market share below half fragments prompt traffic across providers, raising inference costs for any developer who routes queries for best results on production apps and internal tools. OpenAI must now decide between broad price cuts or locking high-value users into custom fine-tunes that competitors can't easily copy. The data advantage erodes with every split workload. Fragmentation changes the unit economics for everyone involved. Smaller teams absorb the complexity while larger ones negotiate multi-model credits to offset the added spend each month. Google launches OKF Agent Context Standard. Enterprise procurement teams will bake OKF requirements into RFPs by Q2 next year. Vendors ignoring the standard now face exclusion from large deals. That deadline leaves independent agent builders scrambling to rewrite their memory layers or forfeit multi-platform contracts. Once context travels in a single open format, the margin on proprietary orchestration tools collapses because buyers can mix vendors without friction. Smaller players lose their lock-in advantage overnight, pushing them toward niche verticals where Google has less reach. Anthropic execs in DC for Fable 5 talks. Division inside the room means the final rule lands softer than export hawks wanted. Anthropic keeps most of its current deployment flexibility, yet accepts stricter downstream monitoring on Fable 5. That concession shifts engineering resources toward audit tooling instead of capability jumps. Competitors without similar exposure can keep shipping faster while regulators watch how well the new safeguards actually hold. Teams at OpenAI now face pressure to match the monitoring commitments or risk looking lax next time. Japan's Go AI taxi app surges 21% on IPO. Go's real edge sits in the routing model, not the app. That model now pulls live data from every car to retrain during peak hours, something legacy operators cannot match without rebuilding their entire backend. Investors price the IPO on current ridership, but the margin expansion comes when fewer drivers cover the same trips. Fleet partners will demand revenue share adjustments within 12 months or threaten to switch platforms. City officials will update licensing rules around algorithm-driven utilization rates. New U.S. executive order targets AI cybersecurity. Security teams at every federal contractor now have 12 months to implement model provenance checks. That timeline pushes smaller AI developers toward third-party auditors because building internal compliance stacks eats too much runway. Larger labs gain an advantage here, since they already run detailed experiment tracking. The second-order effect appears in API pricing once those audit logs hit enterprise SLAs and drive up compute overhead. Expect price hikes on regulated workloads before the compliance deadline arrives.